Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and today is our Monday program, September 27th, 2010. So, here we are again. Anybody out there experiencing a time warp, feeling a little disconnected slightly, wondering what's going on, why you might feel like you're not here, but you are here? Well, the Lightship has taken away the alien timelines. So this should be of interest to a lot of you out there, and the interest would be the fact that you're getting your freedom back. Remember, the aliens control you in time. This is why we have clocks. This is why they tend to deal with our DNA with time sequencing. This is why everything on this planet is related to a time-based reality, and they control that. So the darkness controls this time-based reality. So they've worked with one alien race that's been here for quite a long time, and that alien race also controlled one of the major religions on this planet. And the religion is still here naturally. You know, people have bad habits, and they fall into that and have it from lifetime after lifetime, not knowing how and why, but it's because they're being controlled. So the religions are not eliminated, but the energy which the people pray to, remember, they're praying to something outside of themselves, getting hooked up, and they use the term God for that. You know, I guess they could have used the word alien, but maybe that word was not widely invented or created back then. So they used the word God. So where God came from, I don't know. Been interesting to figure out or find out when the word God came into our vocabulary. That might be very interesting. I'd love to clear that year. Or time frame. In fact, if anybody out there would like to maybe do a Google search of when the word God came into that, it may have meant goodness and they changed it to God, I don't know, but that would be interesting to find out when the English language developed the word God, since we're basically English speaking here. And I'd love to clear that energy out of here. But basically, this morning they cleared out another alien timeline. And this alien timeline, and you might resonate to this. If not, you might resonate to it within a few days. It cleared out the energy that was attached to our body cavity, our chest, our heart, going down to our legs. So if you do feel a little freer right now, it's because that controlling timeline energy of the aliens, and there could be more than one race naturally, controlling a timeline, was also taken out. So that's two major timelines at least. And right now the Lightship is back at about 17,500 BC. Remember, they're finding out what has corrupted the light here. And, you know, as we all know, the reason why it's corrupted here is because of the aliens bringing in time, bringing in dimensions, to separate you from true source energy, which has no dimensions whatsoever. And the light, remember, only works in the now. So they created everything outside of the now to trap us into their dimensional hierarchy of interference. So let's do a clearing here. And we'll work with the year of 17,500 BC. And we'll just see if you have any conditions, problems that existed with your physical body. Remember, this is your genetics, and you're living that lifetime right now. So I want you all to think of a problem that you have right now in this lifetime. And just see, you know, it could be anything. Maybe you're walking with a limp. Maybe your eyes water. Maybe you have ringing in the ears. Something like that, you know. You have a problem with your sinuses, you know. Maybe you have a problem with your back. All this could be stemmed from this time frame of 17,500 BC. So I want you just to sit back and relax and think of something now. I'll give you a half a minute to think of that. And I'll just be quiet for a minute here. And do find something that you're dealing with in this lifetime. Okay, you probably all have at least one thing, so think of the major one that you're dealing with. And it could even be like heartache or something, you know. And we're going to take away that energy that is in the timeline that is recycling, you know, from 17,500 BC. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 a bunch of times to release it from you. This is a pretty heavy energy right now. So getting this out of the timeline, out of your DNA. Remember, your DNA is controlled by time. Here we go. So remember, we don't need DNA in our body to exist. The DNA just gave you your physical body. After that, it's not needed. This is how they control you, through reoccurring events. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So here we go. Think of that situation now. You might want to get up and walk around and just see how you feel. And hopefully you might feel a little better. Here we go. And we'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, see how you're doing here? And hopefully you're feeling better. So again, walk around. And it looks like possibly the word God is maybe Sanskrit, and also I think it's what I got sent to me here is a Sanskrit word, which is who, H-U, some say. Time frame could be between maybe 500 to 2500 B.C., and it could be the word which would stand, which would be G-U-D-O. So maybe that's a gudu, okay, I'm guessing here. So we'll just see how that relates here. So we're probably dealing with this word. So we're going to clear that word if that's the case in that time frame. So let's do it since it's kind of even numbers. Let's clear 500 B.C., for the word God, G-O-D. Here we go. So clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1,000 B.C. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1,500 B.C. Just see if your body's responding. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Might feel like a slave out there, people. 2000 B.C., 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You feel any marks on your back from being whipped? 2500 B.C., 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So let's take away some of that torture in case you didn't happen to like that particular religion of aliens that you had to worship. So 500 B.C., taking away that traumatic torture. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, 1000 BC for trauma, torture. 1, 2, oh man, this is heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1,000. Do that one over a couple times, probably. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Okay. 1500 BC. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, boy, I'm losing my voice. 2, 3, maybe they gave poison to people out there. Either believe or it will poison you. Have this special liquid here, an elixir. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm almost getting a sore throat. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Hang on a minute, people. Get some water here. Okay, and again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 2000 BC. I bet you remember those days. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now it's heavier. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. Okay, 2500 BC. These might be even worse aliens. Here we go. These God-fearing beings that they wanted us to fear here. Remember, other aliens may fear them also. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow, I'm getting a little dizzy. So, if you'd like to call in, please do so. See how this has affected you. Maybe you feel different. Maybe you feel strange. Maybe you feel even angry. knowing that you've been controlled by something that's been affecting you for this long. So let's see if our co-host is on, Annika, out there. And we got some.
I'm out here, Ron. I'm definitely feeling this. This is quite amazing. And right when you said those things, like the feeling marks on my back, right before you said it, I was feeling it. Very, very heavy there around 1000 BC, I would say, going back even further. And the poisoning, I definitely had a hard time here and having, you know, needing to take some water and that sort of thing. So I can just see some comments from Carrie, and she felt it too. And Carrie was saying about the word who, which you mentioned as the Sanskrit word, having means being sacrificed. So one of the root meanings is having been sacrificed. Huta means having been sacrificed, and who sacrifice. Also, Nima is mentioning about Gudo means slave, or who means who is God. And myself is that God in Swedish is called Gud, which is spelled G-U-D. So just the same spelling without the O. So there's a lot of different words related to that, which is very interesting. Not necessarily good, but it's interesting. So, oh boy, that was pretty amazing, clearing, going back there in the ages. And I know you have a slavery clearing that you have on your website, Ron, and you also have it as a generational one. So what would this, if there was somebody really feeling this, would you say would be beneficial? I mean, obviously it would, but how can we be helped by doing a clearing like that?
Well, the slavery would be for this lifetime. We have many clearings that are whole lifetime clearings that work with this lifetime only. And this is where most of your stuff comes from. No, I'm not saying that right. This is what's resurfaced in this lifetime, okay? So you're just standing up on top of the iceberg, maybe up to, you know, maybe the water's up to your waist and you're kind of looking around, or maybe it's up to your shoulders and you got your head above the water, but everything else underneath the water you know nothing about. And so from there you want to do the seven generational clearings. We'll probably put up on the website some type of genetic clearing in the future here as we move further along. Right now I don't think it'd be worthwhile doing, because we're getting rid of some of the timelines. So that might actually help to save complications and duplications of what we're going through. I'm just thinking of the word, you know, maybe that's where the doo-doo came from, you know. We're in deep doo-doo.
Yeah.
You know, we're in goo of the doo-doo, you know. Deeper than goo-doo, I guess. So here we go. So let's, once you realize that you lost control of your life by this goo-doo, you know, being a slave here, and that's why I say we're on a slave planet, you know. And, you know, I guess the words indicate that, you know, that God means slavery. And, you know, at the read between the lines there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure churches wouldn't like hearing that, would they? So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, we have a great comment here from Minnie saying, I feel better, thank you, in my back. So Minnie must have felt it there too. And is that why you do this on the show for us all? You know, because we're obviously all benefiting from listening to this, Ron.
Yeah, let's do something. I'm curious here. Since one of the words is, remember, the aliens connect us. This is why we have the natal clearing on, through letters and words. So since we have the word do, let's do the word do is doo-doo, okay? Because that's kind of what it means. And we'll do some clearing on the word doo-doo. Here we go. You might want to hold your nose here, you know. Might have a fragrance coming, but here we go. So one, this is for doo-doo. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do the word goo, G-U. So here we go. Doesn't even sound good at all, goo. What kind of goo are we dealing with here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, we have another word similar, which is guru. So, we just did the goo, let's do the roo. So this is R-U. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So that's your, the guru would be a Hindu or Buddhist religious leader or spiritual teacher dealing with the doo-doo of the guru. So here we go. Back to you, Annika.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about another word, too. I don't know if it's related at all, but Sanskrit who, stemming from the word huta, I was also thinking about the word huna, or the ancient Hawaiian, you know, more
closer
to the land, I'm expecting. But, yeah?
Yeah, let's do who. Here we go. So, one.
Okay.
Let's get rid of who. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika, anything else?
Yeah, well, the question you just did, who, which Nima had said, who is God? And that is the question, isn't it? Who is God?
Or what?
and then you mentioned the word voodoo, too.
Yeah, let's do voodoo. So here we go, everybody, voodoo. 1, 2, we'll first do the voo, and then we'll do the do. So here we go. 1, this is the voo. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, I think we had to cover something here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, now we'll do the word voodoo as a complete word. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do the letter U, because that's used in all of those there, the sound of U. So here we go. Get rid of my paper here. to put it in the shredder in a minute here. So let's do you, because that's used in a lot of those. So you, and that could also be Y-O-U. Maybe that's you for voodoo, huh? They're zeroing in on you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika.
Yeah, lots of comments there on the fast chat. I can tell many are feeling this, Ron. I saw Marie says she's loving it, doing away with the voodoo and the gurus and the gurus. And lots of yawning, Dulce, Peace, Minnie seems like she's feeling it. And, yeah, lots of great comments. And if somebody's listening on the archive, this will still work, right?
Yeah, I just shredded my paper, yeah. So
yeah, so if you're on the archive,
paper with a pencil on paper, so when I do the clearings, I get rid of it, get rid of the energy. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I
we
really
already did
felt
who,
that.
Ed's on the fast chat with who, so yeah, we did who already.
We did who, yes. And voodoo was very strong for me for some reason, don't know why, but it's just interesting, or maybe not so interesting, but Ed was also asking about need a DNA erasing clearing, and yes, we all need that, I think, but it's still in the works, and I know you're going to have that up on the website, hopefully not too far in the future, right?
Yeah, at some point I'll put up something here. We'll have to wait to see what goes on with the timelines here. So.
Yeah,
the timelines,
but we're dealing with quite
DNA.
A bit.
No timelines, no DNA. So.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing, is eliminating these timelines. Is that why you may feel a little spacey this week or last week? Your body will adjust to it because you're used to being programmed. So it's kind of like, you know, like the old story about the elephant being tied to a post with the rope around its leg, and it keeps walking in circles because they know it can't leave, and then all of a sudden they take the rope off, and it still walks in the same circle. So you're finding yourselves out there now that the cage that you've been put into with time mind control is no longer there, and now you're able to step out of that, but that can be kind of scary because you're now having to be responsible for your life, okay, and what you're going to experience. And going out of that box could be a problem because a lot of people are very secure inside of the mind control box, because they're told what to do. So, and it's ingrained in you. So you're not only told, but you have the programs controlling you. Okay, back to you, Annika.
Okay, so Peace picked up some dollar bills today, and it felt like there was Dark Side Practitioner's energy on it, and it was intended for Peace as a person. I think it's a female. So her hands are very painful since she picked it up. And sorry if you're a male, I'm just not sure. So do you have anything for that or any insight on that, Ron?
Well, boy, that's hard to say. I'm trying to think here. Okay, there's two ways to look at it. One way is that maybe the timeline got released, and that timeline was programming the money. That's a possibility. Remember, the aliens can program anything and send energy transmissions to anything. The planets are very active in the stars out there to control your life, so it could be focused also on the money. So it's possible that maybe you're feeling that charge either being released or them trying to maybe amplify it more. That's a possibility. It could be also maybe that somebody was out there transmitting as a dark side practitioner, zeroing in on you personally just to make you feel unhappy or uncomfortable with money. So we can do a clearing either way, I guess. Here, we'll do one to take the energy off of the money that you have with you. I won't say it's going to last for every money and coin that you have from now on out, but what you might have on you, we'll try to discharge right now, and you can just see if you feel a change on it. So if you want to get out your wallet or purse or something, or the coins in your pocket or whatever, we'll just see if we can get that energy transmission off there, which very possibly could be from the aliens, whatever you want to call that, working through the timeline that the lightship's maybe eliminating. So here we go. We'll do that first, and then we'll do dark side practitioners that are physically zeroing in on the money. So this will be alien interference toward money. Here we go. Releasing that. This will just be what you have on you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, next we're going to get dark side practitioners zeroing in on your money, not wanting you to do with whatever you want to do with it. Here we go. So money from dark side practitioners, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Wow. So you can see how your money feels now. If it feels different, that's up to you to decide. And back to you, Annika.
Yeah, so I'm going back a little bit again to what we did before, because Ed had a comment which was quite interesting, saying that Ed was chanting WHO for 30 years. And I wanted to mention that the clearing you did a little bit of getting rid of those words, which probably would really be good for us all to do with some of those words, especially if we've been using them in chants and things like that, is the natal barcode clearing. So that is on the website, creationlightship.com, and you will see all those clearings on the left-hand side, and just scroll down and you will see the natal barcode clearing. That is just a very, very good one to do all kinds of words, including your name and that sort of thing too. So timelines, speaking about the many timelines, Ron, how many timelines, do we know how many timelines there are or could be?
All I can figure is that each alien race probably has their own timeline for us. And, you know, they have their own ways of connecting us through their own particular timeline. So that's all that I can, you know, basically say. Some people, if you talk to them, you know that they say, gee, I feel like time's going by very slow today. Although somebody else may say, man, I think it's going by fast. It doesn't feel like slow to me. Or you might just say, I feel like I'm stuck in time, you know, I'm kind of dazed out. Well, all those physical feelings that we put an emotion on is because you're dealing with a timeline scenario from someplace, somewhere, okay? So remember, everything happens up in the skies and or around us. So you have to realize that this is what's happening. I know there's a lot of weird weather happening now throughout the country. And what does that mean to us? You know, I don't have an answer for it, but I know it's real hot in Southern California. And I think most people's weather patterns, you know, for this time of year, I think we're like maybe about a month still in the warm weather as compared to the previous year or years even. So what are the aliens doing to us? How are they interfering with our weather? What's the end result of this here, you know? So who knows? Remember, Mother Nature, the scientist or the Weather Channel calls it, you know, what happens to us. It's not that. It's what the aliens are doing to us and how we have to respond to that, okay? And the aliens work through many, many ways here on this planet. So, back to you, Annika.
Okay, yeah. So, let me see where I was here. A lot of physical problems around root chakra is from Deborah, and it began when she met a certain person, so it's linked to a certain person. What can we do about that, or what could be suggested for her?
Okay, so... are you talking about, some people talk about second chakra as sexuality, and some people talk about first chakra as sexuality. I normally view the root chakra as how you're viewing life here, being difficult or what. So maybe you can type on the fast chat if it's dealing with life, struggling, situations like that. So... maybe we can get some clarity on your part, Deborah. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, and Era was saying, can you clear contracts, vows, and curses placed on us by the dark? And I know you have a few clearings that can do that, so...
Yeah, on the website we have that. The Dark Side Practitioner is one you can get on. Whole lifetime, and then also probably unlimited. Where you can go on it whenever you choose to. Remember, you want to clear this lifetime out. So, you know, if you want to get them off of you, you want to clear all of your life because they can still recycle. And you can also go on and just do like a mini self-empowerment one, which can get you out of the hole that you maybe got dug into. But it's not going to clear your lifetime, but it will jumpstart you a little bit. So that there is that clearing on there. And then we have one also, I think, for curses, spells, and hexes and things. That's also a whole lifetime clearing. So we have two different ways of approaching that. And then we also have a God clearing. Just think what we just got through dealing with. This is what God has done to you. So, hello. You know. So many ways to get rid of this stuff here. Then you have a clearing, I think we have one for indoctrination, where, you know, we have oaths and vows, et cetera, that you consciously agree to saying, you know, organization affiliations. Okay, that's on there. So did you belong to a church and have to pledge allegiance to that church, we'll say? You know, did you belong to some organization? You see a lot of those organizations, when you drive into any town, they have all their little signs up. And did you belong to one of those, or did your parents belong to one of those, and they hooked you up to it? You know, all this stuff is all... you know, from the God energy wanting to control you. So even though you might be perfectly innocent, what did your parents do to you? Did they sell yourself off? That happens a lot to people. They don't realize it, but, you know, they maybe get abducted, sign that they're going to take your children from you, and you sign the dotted line there for the aliens. You don't know about it, or they don't know about it, and all of a sudden you're abducted. So there's so much going on here that we don't really understand. This is why these clearings are so important. So as you read through the list of services, you might say, oh, yeah, I don't believe in that. Well, look at your family members. Are they functional? Were your parents functional? Were your grandparents functional? What about your cousins? Are they functional? How many are involved with organizations out there that could be being used against you because they belong to the organization there? We just don't know. But that's why we have so many clearings. So as you have a clearing, you feel better. So back to you, Annika.
Okay. Yeah, Ron, I just wanted to, again, mention the ones you just mentioned. So the different whole life clearings that Ron mentioned was the curses, spells, and hexes, the dark side practitioner clearing, the... Let's see what it's called here. It's actually called God Connection Clearing, or the Religion Indoctrination Clearing. So they're all very valid, I think, for all of us. So let me see here, more from Deborah. So it's a pain around tailbone, and she says, I'm not sure how it relates to survival issues, but something about being attacked or fear of it. What could we mention for Deborah?
Okay, so am I assuming that you're talking about fear of like a sexual encounter being around the tailbone, you know, since you're a female, that's a vulnerable spot, basically. Pain around the tailbone. Let me see here. We'll do a clearing for physical pain. That can go in many, many directions, okay? So here we go. Let's do pain and just see what kind of what comes up. So tailbone pain. So stronger. Getting rid of this here. I'll just count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll see if that helps you. Remember, if it sounds like you're in a relationship and this man maybe attacked you afterwards, well, it could be in his genetics. Maybe he's telling his mother about you. Maybe she's contracting to do stuff on you. Maybe she has people somewhere else doing stuff on you. Maybe the lady really likes you in her life. So there's all different types of things that can happen. Maybe they forced you and you fell down and hurt yourself, you know, with your tailbone. So there's all different types of things that can happen that they can control you with. So it gets to be kind of interesting how these things work. And you kind of have to look at it as, is it somebody causing this to you, or are you doing it yourself? Is it the aliens? It's just very, you know, it's hard to figure out where and how it's happening. And you'd have to kind of look at it in retrospect and just see what actually happened. But you could do clearings, and the clearings would help you. And just find out which one is the best one for you to do. But it sounds like you're dealing with a relationship that is no longer with you, and the person is attacking you. So for that, you may want to do the dark side practitioner clearing. There's nothing else that really I could tell you to do. That would be the first one that I would suggest doing to you and for you. Okay? So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, and there's also a pain clearing that is free, one of your free healings up top. And of course, that's for the pain body clearing, is a whole lifetime clearing as well. Just for specific pains, you know, that might be good and worth trying, definitely. So, Peace is asking, does the chant Aum or Aum also, is that from the dark too then?
Well, I would think any chant would be from the dark, yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Because you don't know where or who is linked to that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. We could do a clearing on that, if you like, here. See how you feel, everybody. So, here we go. So, we'll do the Aum, okay? That's used by a lot of New Age people and other people doing that, chanting that. So, here we go. The word Aum. And, here we go. So we're clearing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And then if anybody out there is like a physics major or is dealing with electronic equipment, there's a thing called Ohm's Law, and that deals with electricity, where you figure out resistance, nice word to use, huh, and wattage and voltage and amperage and things like that. So that's Ohm's Law. Interesting that our whole planet is run by electricity. And we have Ohm's Law in there, okay? What do you think of that, Annika?
Say no more. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. So do you want to do more about that?
Well, we could do Ohm's Law, I guess.
Ohm's Law?
Yeah. You could probably type it in Google if you want, everybody. It might give you some kind of information on it there. But, you know, if you had
How is that spelled again?
I think it's O-H-M-S.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. if you're a physics person, that would be probably right off the bat, you'd know what that would be, or you had some kind of classes for electricity or something like that, maybe electrical engineering or something. So here we go, Ohm's Law. So releasing that energy. Man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Annika, back to you.
Yeah, so some comments here on the Ohm's Law. Yeah, it's the current through a conductor between two points. So it's like elected trickery or electricity trickery. Electricity... Nima is mentioning electricity is elect trick or trickery, vote for trickery, Very interesting. So anyway, then Ed was mentioning mind control through the house wiring. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, so Gigi was mentioning, can you clear emotions and mind? So the emotional clearing and mental clearing before you go. And I wanted to mention also that up top on the website, you have 5-day sample healing, so you can do these anytime you want. There's audio samples there in the middle, and I know you take people through that when you listen to those. So they are available. It's not a full life, but, you know, we just do the samples here on the show anyway. So obviously you want to do the whole life clearing to really get the benefit, but if you want it just for a few days, you know, you can always go there. Okay, so is that something you want to do, Ron?
Yeah, so we'll just do a sample here. Remember, if this affects you, that means that you have millions, if not billions, of emotions stored inside of you, so you want to clear those out. Just doing a sample might make you feel good right now in the timeline. Remember, you're controlled by the timeline, and you might get these things out of you. This is why you must do these clearings. So here we go. Emotional clearing for the last 2 days. So we'll go from Sunday to today. So we'll do Sunday first. I'll count to 5 to clear that. Think of one issue. Remember, on the whole lifetime clearing, it clears them all out. I'm only doing one particular issue. So think of something that happened to you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And today, which is Monday. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll do a mental clearing. And again, think of something that maybe caused you mental problems. Sometimes it's hard to relate to that because you have to really think of what happened to you. But this is a clearing here, so you must think of something because the light always sees you in pure divine perfection. So, but on your whole lifetime clearing, you don't have to think of anything. They just clear it. But during these clearings here, you have to think of one thing. Because I'm not bringing up your whole spiritual blueprint to do that on these clearings here. So here we go. Think of one thing that maybe bothered your mind. Maybe it gave you a headache. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3. This is maybe a bad thought. 4 and 5. That's for Sunday. And today, Monday. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. There we go. And boy, the timeline kind of vanished here. We're already past it almost. So our show is coming to a close here. And this timeline that we're on right now is more in the moment, and that clock keeps ticking. So we'll be saying, I guess, goodbye here. I have another program coming up on Ask One Radio. Oh, that's a once-a-week show. And that'll be in a couple of hours from now, I believe, 7 o'clock Pacific. Our next BBS program will be 7 o'clock Pacific on Wednesday. And it'll be a wonderful program again. We love seeing the people on the fast chat. We love call-ins. And then on Friday is our special program for paranormal, and then after that we have a conference call where you can actually come on and talk and express maybe your viewpoint on different clearings, helping out other people on how they work for you. And it's for the newbies who just need to know what's happening and what this show's all about. So back to you, Annika, in closing.
Okay, so I just wanted to thank everyone, and thank you, Ron, and yes, like you said, you're going to be on Ask One Radio later on today, and we hope to connect with people on there and the next BBS, which is Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. Thank you so much.
Okay, blessings, and goodbye, everybody.
Blessings.
Blessings.